हाँ मैम,
Anyone there?
Hi, Hannah. It's Avram.
Oh, okay. Who is it? I'm sorry, I missed what you said.
Brian.
Oh,
Brian.
Brian. Oh, good. Oh, I'm in the middle of trying to do a couple of Passover recipes because I'm not sure what kind of shape I'm going to be in after Friday. And with a kitchen that's part kosher for Passover and part not, it's oh,
Oh,
it's a
I bet
challenge.
your house smells good right now.
It does. It does. I bake
Too bad I'm not there instead of here.
salmon. Well,
Evening.
good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm going to go ahead and mute.
All right. Please join me in saying the Anna Bacoa. Anna Bekoa Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Terura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Tavel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Freshayan Sentetnun. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kav Shem Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sikatcha Tamid Dam Lame Betet Resh Saritach Gimel Hasim Kadosh Ero Tuha Nael Adata Het Kufet Tet Dunayan Yahid Gea Lamcha Pene Zohre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Dalubo Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Ta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column and left column energies of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum V'chanun, Erech Apaim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Nozer chesed la'alavim, nozer avon wafesha, v'chata'av v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, from Parashah Yitro, Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud and then follow up with Pasuk 29. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu Le'ata L'shem Yudhei Bavalhe V'Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Vasok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar Tane Nam Bekucha Berichu Koma Biaved Leila Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Biksho Vele Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ladakh ya le ya min ya lan haga be ya kalana ya kulu ovada be shout in un wiko live spirit be alma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse in the Tanakh that we study that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom li'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan Kachtav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu V'nei avla la'anoto Ka'asher Barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe Wayola Yo Sayote Alame. Mehe shila lahe aka aka heta ezayo alada la awa hehe la hehe a yozala me behe ereyo hekome la awa kalayo la wawa pehe la Nulacha yo 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 me la he 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 wa Nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re Wa he wa la ya he la he he ka wa ko me nu da Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la re yo, a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo, hey, hey, shi a me me. Nu nu a nu yo ta, me be hey, pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la, hey, re hey, me ta re. Wa me be yo hey, hey, a nu a me hey yo. Ta me be me nu ko a yo a se be wa re a he yo be me se yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 ta be te a a me. Maybe she la yo hey anu wa anu wa kameta hey hey yo anu da la how la hey wa me me ya yotza la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me la wa wa kame yo la yo wa tengu la nu me ha yo hey yo me nu hey 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 wa. Nu yo hey hey shi a yo re ta shi a hey re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo hey wa me re he a yo he za hey shi hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey ta a la la re yo a la me ta hey. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he he a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Kahe be meha ko ala a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. Tonight is the 27th day of Adar, and this is one of the few days of the year where there were no tzaddikim who chose to leave this day. But there are many tzaddikim that we do not know when they left. Among them are the daughters of Tzelofad, and it is good to contemplate these tzaddikets, these ladies who are truly righteous. We will now say the Ani meditation, which helps us achieve a level of balance. We start with Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, you so, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, hod, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, netzach. Yi ahini wi yohi, yi ahini wi yohi, yi ahini wi yohi. Tiferet, yo ahoni wo yoho, yo ahoni wo yoho, yo ahoni wo yoho. Yivura, yi ahini wi yohi, yi ahini wi yohi. Ye'ach, niwi yochet, chesed. Ye'ach, niwi yochet, ye'ach, niwi yochet, ye'ach, niwi yochet, bina. Ye'ach, niwi yochet, ye'ach, niwi yochet, ye'ach, niwi yochet, hachma. Ya honey wa yo ha, ya honey wa yo ha, ya honey wa yo ha. Keter, ya honey wa yo ha, ya honey wa yo ha, ya honey wa yo ha. We'll now say the first two lines of the Shema Yisrael. Please cover your eyes or and lean slightly to the left as we say, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. We will now say an additional L'shem Yichud, followed by the Esser Dibrot, the 10 utterances. L'shem Yichud kudsha marichu ishkinte bitkilu, urchimu kilu kilu urchimu, le'atta l'shem yudhei b'vavhei, Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asof Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu Vadaber Elohim Et Kol Hashem Elohecha Asher Hotzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibet Avadim Lo Yihyeh Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai Lo Taseh Lecha Tesel Lekol Tununa Asher Bashamayim Mima'al Asher Baretz Mitachat Asher Bamayim Mitachat Laaretz Lo Tishtachave Lachem Willo Tavdem Ki Anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana Poker Awom Avot Al Banim Al Shleishim We are rebeim Lishonai Liyoseh Hesed La'alafim La'ohavai U'shomrei Mitzvotai Lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha lashav Ki lo yenake Hashem et asher yisa et shemo lashav Zachor et yom ha-shabbat Lekadsho sheshet yamim davot V'yasita kol melachtecha V'yom hashvi'i shabbat l'ashem Elohecha lo ta'aseh kol melachtecha Ata uvincha uvitecha Avdecha v'yamatcha uhemtecha v'gercha Asher bisharecha ki sheshet yamin asa Hashem et hashamayim v'et haaretz et hayam v'et kol asher bam v'yanach v'yom hashvi'i al kein berach Hashem Yom HaShabbat Vayikadeshehu Gabed et Yabicha Ve'et Imecha Leman Ya'arikun Yamecha Al Ha'adama Asher Hashem Elohecha Noten Lach Lo Tirzach Lo Tinach Lo Tigno Lo ta'aner bereacha, Ein shaker lo tachmod, Beit reecha. Lo tachmod eshet reecha, V'yavdo v'yamato, V'shoro v'chamoro, V'kol asher l'reecha. We'll say the abridged Shaddish to use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class tonight.
And we all say Amen. The Alma Divra Kirute Viam Lik Malchute.
yaseh shalom b'mromah, hu yaseh shalom aleinu. We all call Yisrael b'imru amen. Tonight's class can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. Scroll down to row 14, the second column from the left. When you open up that landing page, scroll to Parashat Shemini. There are two links under Parashat Shemini, and this is the second one, which we did not complete last week. It's titled Kashrut, Good Eating. And that is the handout for tonight. The title on the handout is Good Enough to Eat. We're continuing our discussions and deep insights into the laws of Kashrut. Kabbalah explains that a food must be rectifiable in order to be considered kosher. The latter half of this week's Torah portion of the Shemini, contains the basic laws of Kashrut, detailing which animals may and may not be eaten. Kosher animals include domesticated animals like cattle, sheep, and goats. They include the seven species of wild beasts, four types of locusts, plus various species of fowl and fish. And I am adding, there are more domesticated animals than cattle, sheep, and goats. There are buffalo, and there are others as well. Know that all the domesticated animals, the wild beasts, the fowl, the fish, and locusts, derive from Malchut, which is the nucleus of Zerunpin. I am adding, which world is being specified without specifying? The information is in the first class on this page. We are talking about the world of Atzilut, but then we also are talking about the world of Asiyah. The animals live in Asiyah just like humans do. But we're relating the shoresh of animals to the world of Atzilut. Shoresh is the root. Continuing to read. In fact, the crown of the five states of Giborah is given to the Nukva, and the origin of all these species comes from this. But you already know that there are two crowns, one of the five states of Chesed and the other of the five states of Giborah. These are manifest as two divine names, the name Ma, having a gematria 45, and the name Ban or Ben, having a name, a gematria 52. The five states of Chesed are manifest as the name Ma, and the five states of Giborah as the name Ban. The numerical value of the word for domesticated animal, behema, is 52, indicating that these derive from the crown of the five states of Giborah, present in Malchut. This covers the origin of domesticated animals. But what about the wild animals? Regarding wild beasts, our sages stated that wild beasts are included in the term behema when it is used in a general sense, not a specific animal. The mystical significance of this is as follows. The numerical value of the above-mentioned spelling out of God's name, produced by spelling out the name Havaya, with the letter He, as we said, is 52. The same as that of the word behema. If we spell out this spelling out the letters a second time, we use 23 letters as follows. Yud Bab Dalit, Bav Aleph Vav, Dalit Lamed Tav, Hey Hey, Hey Hey, Vav Aleph Vav, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Hey, Hey Hey. Or we can view it schematically, showing three columns, so to speak. The name of the letter, the first spelling out, and the second spelling out. In the case of the Yud, the name of the letter is Yud. The first spelling out is Yud. The second spelling out is Yud Bab Dalit. This is followed by, within the frame of the Yud, the letter Dalit, which is Dalit Lamed Tav. So you see, we are spelling out the letters in this schematic. I'm going to skip it, but it's a good thing to follow it and become familiar with this idea. The number 23 is the numerical value of the word for a wild beast. In Hebrew, it is called a chaya. And it's interesting to note that these wild beasts, these chayot, which is plural for chaya, is one of the level names of the level of a soul. The fourth level from the bottom is chaya also. Chaya is spelled Chet Yud He and has a gematria of 23. Thus, Chaya alludes to the spelling out of the spelling out of the name Ban. And thus, Chaya, the term for wild animals, is included within Behema, domesticated animals. I am adding. The word Chaya, as spelled above, can be translated as Eif Yah. This is my opinion. If this is correct, Eif Yah can be interpreted as Bina begins the upper world. We will now explain this in greater detail. When the states of Givurah combine with their sweetening agent, the two corresponding names of Havaya also join together. I have already explained that after the states of Chesed descend from the Yesod of Ima into Zeron Pin, only three of them continue and fall into the Yesod of Zeron Pin. These three are the states of Chesed of Netzach, Hod, and Tiferet. To clarify that, it's Chesed of Netzach, Chesed of Hod, and Chesed of Tiferet, which are exposed as is known. These are the ones that descended to Yesod of Zeron Pin. The five states of Chesed and the five states of Givurah are the two sides of the origins of the five Sephirot from Chesed to Hod, as they exist within the dot, or higher within Bina. Therefore, we may speak of the five states of Chesed as the Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod states of Chesed, and the five states of Givurah as the Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod states of Givurah. The upper basic states of Chesed, the Chesed and Givurah states, remain covered by Yesod of Ima, as we have explained previously. Only the derivative states of Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod are dim enough to descend further into Yesod of Zeron Pin, where they can be prepared to be transmitted further. After this, the states of Givurah also descend as far as the Yesod of Zeron Pin, And as they descend, there they are sweetened. The higher three states of Givorah of the five are sweetened by the three exposed states of Chesed. And this is what happens as the states of Chesed and Givorah descend. This leaves the lower two states of Givorah unsweetened. It follows that the upper three states of Givorah have combined with the three exposed states of Chesed. And as you know, every state of Givorah or state of Chesed is manifest as the name Havaya. Thus, when the states of Givorah combine with their sweetening agent, this being a state of Chesed, the two corresponding names of Havaya also join together. The numerical value of each of these names, Havaya, is 52. Thus, the combination of the three sweetened states of Givorah with the three states of Chesed that sweeten them yields 3 times 52. We would have expected this to yield 6 times 52. The reason this is not so is that the three states of Chesed leave the three states of Givorah and ascend out of Yesod of Zeranpin. Thus, the three states of Givorah are left by themselves. However, the translator's explanation and comment. We are translating the passage as it appears in the Sefer HaLikutim. The following paragraph is worded somewhat clearer in the parallel passage in Sha'ar HaPesukim, the gates of Pasuks. So we are using it here. Even though these states of Chesed return and ascend out of Yesod of Zeranpin as reflected light, nevertheless, it is also known that a holy entity leaves an impression or a residue wherever it goes. I am adding, this idea of the reshimo, the impression, is covered extensively in Rabbi Ashlag's 10 Luminous Emanations, Esther Sefirot, in section 4, I believe. When the states of Chesed return and ascend, they sweeten the two states of Givorah that had remained unsweetened. All of these terminologies can be confusing and usually are confusing. But if you take a step back and just contemplate what the words are saying, it really will become clear. In our case, since the states of Givorah have been sweetened by the states of Chesed, the residue of the states of Chesed remains inside the states of Givorah, even though afterwards the states of Chesed ascended back up. And therefore their residue keeps the states of Givorah in a sweetened state. However, since they themselves are no longer there, they are not counted as names of Havaya, and only the three states of Givorah manifest as names Havaya, and these are counted, making for 3 times 52 is 156. It follows that the three sweetened states of Givorah are termed the three sons. Each is a 52 gematria name, and the abbreviation for 52, Bet Nun, spells son. Was somebody just making noise, or was there a question? I'll just go on. As we said, this process leaves the two lower states of Givorah, which originate from Netzach and Hod, unsweetened. These two also combine together since they are both in the same state, that is, unsweetened. And this is especially probable since they originate in Netzach and Hod, which are termed the children. Netzach and Hod are so close that sometimes they are considered two halves of the same Sephirah. Also, whereas Chesed, Geburah, Tiferet are identified with the three patriarchs, or the fathers, Netzach and Hod are identified as their offspring, or their sons. In any case, they combine and form a fourth name, bond. For these two states of Geburah are manifest as two names of Havaya with a gematria of 52. Thus we have four sons, and corresponding to them we say in the Passover Haggadah, the Torah speaks of four sons. And since we are close to Pesach, you can really make the connection if you prepare yourself for the Seder and bring in this information about these four levels, these four sons. Now, when the states of Chesed return and ascend, they sweeten the two states of Givorah that had remained unsweetened. They sweeten them now as they ascend. Thus, the first three states of Givorah, originating in Chesed, Geburah, Tiferet, become sweetened first. When the states of Chesed and Geburah descend, while the lower two states of Geburah, originating in Netzach and Hod, are only sweetened as the states of Chesed ascend. Animals are heavier in their movements than all other creatures. We will now explain these details with God's help. We note that animals are heavier in their movements than all other creatures. This is because they derive from these two lower states of Geburah that were not sweetened at first. As we said, the numerical value of these two states of Geburah is 52, which is also the numerical value of Behema, animal, where they comprise two names of Havaya together, the lowest of all of them, and therefore they are heavy, and they do not fly. All of this was explaining why animals do not fly while birds and locusts do. Domesticated animals, the Behema, derive from the first spelling out of the name of Ban, and wild animals, the Chaya, derive from the second spelling out of the name of Ban, as explained above. In fact, that these animals are derived from the lower, least spiritual of the five states of Geburah is reflected in the fact that their physical incarnation, they are also the lowest, the heaviest, and the most corporal or physical of creatures. But the domesticated animals are heavier and slower than wild animals. For the wild animals derive only from the spelling out of the 52 name, Ban, as mentioned. If such animals possess signs of purity, it indicates that they derive from the two lower states of Geburah that have been sweetened. Now there are pure and impure, kosher and non-kosher species of both domesticated and wild animals. Their purification is affected by their sweetness that occurs on the ascent, as mentioned, for the unsweetened states of Geburah are in a state of absolute severe judgment. and the forces of evil are able to attach themselves to them. And this is why animals derived from these unsweetened states of Giburah are forbidden. But if such animals possess signs of purity, it indicates that they are already rectified and derived from the two lower states of Giburah that have been sweetened. The signs of purity are chewing the cud and having split hooves. The numerical value for the word for cud in Hebrew is geira, is 4 times 52, referring to the five states of Givura, as stated, which are manifest as the four sons, alluded to in the numerical value of the word for cud. Geira is spelled Gimel Resh Hei, and has a gematria of 208, and 4 times 52 is 208. Chewing, the Hebrew implies elevating. Chewing the cud indicates that this fourth name of Ban ascended. That is, it alludes to how the two lower states of Giburah were sweetened on the ascent of the states of Chesed, and can then combine with the three other sons, for they are now sweetened just like they are. When they shall combine, they produce the numerical value of cud. A kosher animal must also have split hooves. The letters that spell the word for hoof in Hebrew is parsa. It can be divided into two. The numerical value of the first two letters, He and Resh, is 280, and that of the second two letters, Samach He, is 65. The significance of this is that the numerical value of the five states of Chesed is 280, the value of the five final letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and the numerical value of the name Adonai is 65. The five states of Giburah are also signified by the five letters of the Hebrew alphabet that have final forms, Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Pei, and Kaf. The combined numerical value of these letters is 280. Adonai is spelled Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, and has a gematria of 65. The word for parsa thus indicates how all five states of Giburah combine together in their sweetened state and are given from the Yesod of Zeranpin to his Nukva, and that they are untouched by the forces of evil, remaining unscathed, and are given to Malchut together with no defect. In order for an animal to be kosher, it must embody the successful and safe transference of these five states into the Nukva. The name Adonai signifies Malchut, or the Nukva, and therefore the word Parsa indicates how the five states of Giburah, indicated by the numerical value 280 of Pei Resh, are transmitted to the Nukva, indicated by the numerical value of 65. In other words, in order for an animal to be kosher, it must embody 1, the five sweetened states of Giburah, indicated by chewing the cud, and 2, the successful and safe transference of these five states into the Nukva, the feminine consciousness of expression, indicated by splitting the hoof. Lack of either sign indicates that at some point, divine beneficence has been siphoned off by the forces of evil, judgment, anger, self-orientation, or some other negative emotion. The following paragraph is the same idea as it appears in the parallel passage in Sha'ar HaPasukim. When the five states of Gibeah have all been sweetened in the yesod of Zeranpin, they issue forth from behind this yesod and are transmitted to the dot of the nukva, which is positioned right there. When they combine together after they have become sweetened, they issue forth from Zeranpin and are transmitted to the dot of nukva. The forces of evil can gain no control over them. Rather, they are all transferred there together as one complete unit. In this way, they all remain kosher and pure. Were this not to happen, they would not be pure. Even though they have been sweetened because the forces of evil would gain control over them. Therefore, in order to indicate this, the Torah requires a second sign of purity, which is possessing split hooves. It follows that even if animals chew their cud, they are not kosher, unless it be known that nothing of them escaped to the forces of evil. This latter state is indicated by their having split hooves. We have thus explained the two signs of kashrut of animals. The following paragraph concludes this section of the gates of the Pesukim. Regarding wild animals, they are also derived from the lower two states of Gibeah, as mentioned, and therefore they also require the two signs of kashrut. But they only derive from the spelling out of the spelling out, and therefore there are other additional signs that differentiate between them and domesticated animals, as mentioned in the Talmud. I did not receive the mystical interpretation of their explanation from my master. I am adding, I need to make two comments at this moment. One, I do not understand how the four levels of bond are 280, since 5 times 52 is 260. Not 280. And two, there is another explanation of the two signs of kashrut for the animals. Chewing cuds indicates a connection to the central column and the essence of binding by striking, while split hooves indicates a connection to the two energies, right column and left column energy. That is the end of our class. Are there any questions? I recommend that you review the two handouts for Parashat Shemini whenever you are interested in establishing some aspect of kashrut, of kosherness. A bid shalom to all of you. Tomorrow we will have a deep Zohar class at 4:30 and our questions and answers at 7. All times are West Coast times. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful evening.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.